Welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and in the studio today, we have the Nursing Simulation Coordinator. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I'm Dr. Laura Schumpert. I'm the Simulation Lab Coordinator. I have been at SEMO for 3 years now and work for the Nursing Department.
Welcome into the studio.
Thank you.
So it's from my understanding that your department just got some new cutting-edge mannequins?
Yeah, so we actually got a brand new 7 high-fidelity mannequins that we'll be using throughout the entire program, but primarily for our first semester students. So they're really good to learn those foundational nursing skills, the basic things that they need to kind of build off of from there in the program. They've got heart sounds, lung sounds, we can talk through them. It's just a great experience to be able to practice in that environment before they move forward onto real patients in a real clinical environment.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Just the concept itself of it being so high tech for those people who are first coming into SEMO, it's like it's really showing who we are as a university.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you think about simulation, they looked at the aviation industry years ago and they asked them, like, why don't you fly planes, you know, in the air anymore to practice? And they were like, that would be crazy. People would die. The medicine and medical industry and nursing industry really has taken that and kind of put it into practice here. So absolutely, we do not want anybody practicing on real patients. We want them practicing in those safe environments, make sure they're safe, and then we move forward into that. So
what are some of those basic skills that they're learning on these mannequins?
So all of it. So yes, there's the hard skills, and that's what you're talking about with, like, say, a Foley catheter or a trach, even basic assessment, IVs. All of those are kind of your hard skills, and they'll do all of them on those type of mannequins. But then you've got soft skills, and so that's what you're talking about with bedside manner and how to talk to a patient, how to deliver bad news, how to help somebody through that. All of those things are in our curriculum and how they have to practice to kind of get those competencies in order to be a functioning and practicing nurse.
Right. You mentioned being able to talk through the mannequins. Do you think that helps with the shift from, oh God, I'm talking to my professor, to, okay, this is a person?
Yes. So simulation is its own pedagogy, its own educational style. And so there are a lot of things, and realism and kind of setting the stage and psychological safety, all of that plays into simulation. So yes, there is a process they go through before they go into a simulation, but part of that is kind of getting them into that mindset of, like, you are the nurse today and here's your patient and there's a chart review and all of these things that help add to that.
That's wonderful. I know SEMO is very focused, especially right now with the new president, on that experiential learning. What do you think our program provides that other universities don't?
Yeah, you can't get any more experiential than simulation. I mean, that is the top of the top. Like, it's an extreme active learning strategy. The data and the research around simulation is astronomical. It hands down is one of the most effective teaching strategies that you can do to help a student. And that even includes over clinical, over real patients in a clinical setting. Because if you think about that in clinical, I can't guarantee that you're going to see a patient that has a cardiac arrest that day. I can't guarantee you're going to see a patient with bronchitis that day. But in simulation, I can guarantee that. Mm-hmm. And so we use simulation for those really big hard points that we have to guarantee you see before you leave this program. I think that over other programs, what we have done with simulation is we follow something called the Healthcare Standards of Best Practice, which is from an industry called ANASCL. And they created these standards that said this is the biggest, the best, and the most evidence-based way to do simulation. It's like 12 standards. There's a ton of domains. There's a lot of criteria that have to be met to do that. And we have met every single one of them. And so our simulation is built in a way that has the maximum return on our investment, but also the students' investment that they've put into it. And simulation is still, like I said, even though we've kind of looked at other industries and we've incorporated it, it's still fairly new, really, in medicine and in nursing. And so I think for us to have been such a trailblazer, trying to get the best evidence-based way we can do it, that's probably what puts our program up there.
Awesome. Yeah. I do always like to open the floor to my guests. Is there anything about your program, about your department, about your experience that you'd kind of like to highlight?
Right. So right now we are in the middle of a curriculum review, which if any nursing educator has ever done a curriculum review before, it's very, very difficult. It's a very in-depth process, but so, so, so necessary to make sure that our students are getting the absolute best that they can from us. And through this curriculum review, it has just been amazing to see us find gaps, find holes, try to be more forward focused, try to make the nurse of today and not the nurse of yesterday. And that I just am so excited for the students that will go through this new curriculum, because it is so learner-centered, so student-centered, so friendly. We've scaffolded it, we've built it, we've made it in a way that really shows their progression, and they get to look back on this like journey they've had and get to see all the amazing accomplishments they've done in nursing. So that is like, it's been amazing to watch, been amazing to be a part of, and I'm so, so, so excited for the nursing students to come to SEMO.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.